Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 22 of Crovisation. So, apologies for the lateness of this episode, but you know what? This apology is not as well, it is sincere, of course, because I'm not an asshole, but it's not as big of an apology as it usually is, because I'm not late, guys. I brought one out on the right day. Hooray. The only apology is I'm having my kitchen done, so it's a little late. There's loads of junk in my room where it was recorded, so sounds probably not awesome, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's with a guest, with a wonderful, wonderful woman who I've been working with for many years now. We met like 3 years ago, and she was this shy little dot, a little cute little dot, and now she is a force of fucking nature. She is, of course, the amazing Vaughn Suicide. Oh. And a lot of people, you might assume that she's Irish, which you would be correct, I suppose. And coming with that kind of territory is being Catholic. And she was brought up Catholic, and my goodness, it is interesting to learn about. Obviously, I spoke, must be about 9 months now, to Flick Renee about her upbringing, her religious upbringing. And it's pretty similar, you know? But it's so interesting, and I think you'll learn a lot, because I learned a lot. She's got a lot of good opinions on it. She's really fucking cool girl, and you need to check her out. Her plugs are at the end of this episode, so make sure you give her a follow. She's, of course, part of the Disgrace team as well, which is, we are celebrating our first birthday next month on October the 12th. Woohoo! We haven't actually released the event yet or anything. However, save that date, folks. It is going to be wild. We are partying till 5 a.m. Oh my God, I'm going to be drunk. It's going to be great. Now, I've put up a few posts. I put one up on my personal Facebook and also on my Instagram today, asking again for suggestions of amazing, amazing femme-identifying people who you would love to hear on Crovisation. I've had some amazing, amazing people message me with stories, and they brought like tears to my eyes. It's like the hardship that these people have been through and then come out the other side of, and then want to share their story to inspire others is wow. It's fucking incredible, and I'm really looking forward to talking to those people, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your suggestions too. So if you have any, just check out my Instagram, and then yeah, leave me a little suggestion. I've got put one of those question boxes up, so just leave a suggestion there. I'm not going to post any of them, but I do read every single one, so thank you. Speaking of social media, if you would like to find me online, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter as Cats and Crows. That is KatsAndCrows. And my Facebook page has actually been disabled now because I haven't posted on it in so long. So don't bother finding me there, because everybody knows I hate Facebook. And yeah, if you are listening to this episode on Acast, there's a couple of little cards for you to click to find out things about. Quite interesting. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or any other kind of podcast site that you may get your podcast through, leave me a little rate and review. If you have the time, if you have 1 second, just leave me 5 stars. That'll be amazing. Or 4 if you feel like I'm worth 4. Or if you want to leave 1, that's fine. But maybe drop me a message. Tell me why I'm going wrong, because I promise I'm not that bad. But if you have longer than that, what I would really appreciate is a written review. Just a line, a sentence or two. That is all. Just really, really appreciate that. All it does is help expose more people to Crovisation and share the love and the knowledge and bring other cool people into our cool exclusive collab, which hopefully won't be super exclusive much longer, because obviously we're going to take over the world with feminism and it's going to be great. All right, beautiful humans, let's get cracking. Please enjoy the gorgeous, gorgeous, amazing, amazing Vaughn Suicide on episode 22 of Crovisation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crovisation.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome back to Crovisation. Today's guest is a little friend of mine that I've had for quite a long time now. She's part of the Disgrace family. She is a very unique person, as in she is ginger, and we love her. Please welcome Vaughn Suicide.
Hold the applause, guys. Jesus.
Hey. Vaughn, you're so famous. You're just so famous.
Oh, can't help it.
It's all going straight to your head. Why have I brought you on here?
Because you didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice.
I win.
She bullied me into it, actually, guys. And that kind of ties in with what I want to talk to you about, Vaughn, because you had a bit of a strange childhood.
Just a little bit, yeah.
I mean, I guess when people think about religion, they don't necessarily think it's very strange, but you grew up Catholic, and that's quite an extreme religion.
It is. I don't think people... I mean, obviously people know it's quite an extreme religion, but because it's so mainstream, it doesn't seem quite as extreme as some, like, Middle Eastern religions, where it's kind of
a bit
intense
foreign,
in a different way.
I think because a lot of elements of Catholicism is Christianity, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's kind of integrated into Western society, whereas other religions can seem a bit alien to us.
Definitely. I don't know. I mean, I have been raised as Catholic, and it boggles my mind.
Really?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
It's all I've known my whole life, and I don't have a fucking clue what it's all about.
You just don't understand. It's quite deep, isn't it? There's a lot to it.
It is. It's like everything contradicts everything in that religion. Like, it's crazy.
Do you live with, like, Catholic guilt? I've heard a lot of people talk about Catholic guilt.
Oh, that was the one thing that came into my mind when you said about coming and talking about this. The whole entire religion, as I've known it, obviously everyone has their own experiences and their own thoughts on it, but it's just all about guilt. Every single thing you do, you're doing something wrong.
Is that how they control you?
Yes. 100%.
Why? It's such a bizarre thing. Like, religions, I guess people use it to kind of, like, fill a void inside themselves, or, like, to be some sort of, like, moral compass or something. But it seems so bizarre for a religion to, like, break you down. Like, it's almost like being in an abusive relationship.
I mean, it is actually quite a lot like that. Like,
oh, no.
It's kind of, I don't think the religion, kind of, if it were a person, would realise what it does.
Mm.
It thinks it's this wonderful, supportive, magical fairyland, when really it's saying, nah, bitch, don't do that. You do that and you're going to hell. Put your clothes back on. Like, it kind of has this facade in its head of being just, like, very accepting and tolerable, and it's all about love. No.
It's not.
No.
Well, on the subject of that, you are obviously a suicide girl, Vaughn.
That is
so
true.
So, let's do a little bit of background on you. So, you are a suicide girl.
That is correct.
And you also do modelling.
Yes.
What else do you do with your life?
I work for a couple of clubs, nightclubs. Not daytime
Disgrace,
clubs,
of course.
They're boring. Disgrace, yes.
Little plug there.
Oh, yes. And I work front of house at a tattoo studio. And, God, what else do I do?
so many things. I feel as though we are very similar in the way that we have lots of little jobs.
Oh, yes. You have to be doing something at all times.
Always.
A day off is... It hurts my brain.
It's that Catholic guilt right there again.
Oh, 100%. If I'm not working, what am I doing? Why am I not doing something? Could I be doing something right now? You should do something. Go. Do it. Now.
So, Vaughn, what's your experience with Suicide Girls?
So, Suicide Girls, I've, like, oh, God, I don't know. How long has it been now? I think 2.5, 3 years, I think, I've been a Suicide Girl now. And I kind of joined just because... It looked like fun, and
it's super fun.
It looked like everyone was very supportive of each other. I really wanted to be part of that. So one day I went and I had a shoot, and I was like, "Oh, that was quite fun."
Who did you shoot with?
I shot with Mike White for my first shoot, and that was the shoot that turned me pink on Suicide Girls. And it was the first ever shoot I ever had.
Really?
Besides being stopped in the street once by some guys that were supposedly from H&M to take pictures of me when I was coming out of the job centre in Hoxton.
What a story!
I was walking out and I'd just come from like my ex's house, and I was walking down the road wearing his clothes.
Right.
Smoking a fag, looking like shit. And like... Yeah, we love, like, this grungy look. But yeah, can we take some photos of you? I was like, all right.
Is it grunge or is it jobless?
It was literally jobless. My friend worked in the pub across the road from the job centre. So I'd literally go in the morning, go to the pub, because I got to the point where I was on daily sign-on, which was really fun.
Oh, no.
Job centre every day.
See, I did it for about 6 months, but I was doing, like, bi-weekly. But I had to apply for, like, 30 jobs a week. It was insane.
Yeah, no, after the six-month mark, that's when you have to go in every day.
Wow.
I was on it for a year. I just kept...
It's quite disheartening, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I got sent loads of, like, training courses and stuff. So I've got, like, food hygiene certificates and stuff. All these qualifications and things that I've never gone anywhere near. Hit a thing.
Trying to break up my room.
Yeah.
We are currently sat in my room. Obviously, you guys can't see, but I'm having my kitchen redone, and my entire contents of my kitchen is now in my bedroom. So Vaughn and I are surrounded by utensils. So excuse the noises and clanging when we eventually destroy the room.
I mean, it's going to happen, and it's going to be spectacular, but you guys might go deaf. like, daily sign-on for ages, but I'd be sent loads of training courses, and I had some really weird jobs.
Yeah.
Really weird jobs. The one particular one that was just hilarious, which was me and this group of, I was going to say students, we weren't students, we were just jobless people.
Just jobless.
All of us jobless folk. We got sent for this, it was like selling lottery tickets, like raffle tickets.
Wow.
Just on the street in Westfield, like in Stratford.
What?
And we were given high-vis jackets and little, like, pop-up stall things. No money belts, no nothing. We were just told to put the money in our pockets.
What?
And it was, like, 50p a raffle ticket and stuff. And halfway through the first day, I was like, you know the steps at Westfield that go from, like, the new shopping centre out to the old one?
Yeah, I really know.
We stood on those. With my little pop-up stall and my fucking high-vis that went down to my knees. And this policeman came by and was like, what are you guys doing here? I was like, this is working. I don't really know. To be honest, I didn't pay attention. I'm sorry. And we were asked for, because it was run by a charity.
Right.
And we were asked for our charity number. It was hella dodge. Like, hella dodge. I looked for the charity number on, like, the piece of paper and stuff that we were given. And these people have put the charity number down as 7. What's your charity number? 7? So we got sent home by the police because it was either that or get arrested. We left, went and got drunk. Went to the job centre the next day to complain. But then got taken in by the company that we were employed by the day before to the Morrison's car park in Stratford, where we were fired for not making enough money in the first day.
Honestly, where do you find these things?
I don't know. My life is like a mess.
I feel as though if you are a Catholic and God is looking upon you, perhaps he is taking the piss away.
I think he is. I mean, I wouldn't blame him. I'd like convinced a lot of old ladies that they were going to win this raffle.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, the police stopped me. Luckily, they were only 50p. Yeah. But like,
this poor old ladies won.
I know, I feel bad.
You are a terrible human. Oh my goodness. Right, take it away from old ladies.
Yes.
How does SG for you tie in with kind of these religious beliefs that you've clearly been ingrained with?
So, I like to take the aspect I like to believe of, like, my Catholic upbringing of just being a good person.
Love
I that. Think all religion really is... Have you seen Dogma?
I have not seen Dogma.
Right, well, you need to. It's incredible.
Okay.
And the whole entire film, for some reason, is up just for free on YouTube.
Amazing.
I don't know why.
I'm going to watch that. That is going to be my evening watching.
Dogma. Incredible. It's based on Catholicism, and it's hilarious, and it's got Jay and Silent Bob. And
Will it? Oh, I love Jay and Silent
Bob.
Yes,
it's awesome.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll watch it. Will that give me a good idea of kind of the basis of the religion?
Because, well, it will give you the idea of, like, my idea of religion. Because, like, when I watched it for the first time, I was like, holy shit, that's exactly right. That's exactly
it. That's how it should be.
Because it does kind of say the whole kind of all religions are the same thing.
Mm.
They have different ways of going about stuff, different names, but it all boils down to just don't be a dick.
Very, very good words to live your life by.
And that's kind of what I like to think of Suicide Girls. Like, is everyone's there just supporting each other. You're building people up. If you see someone comment on some girl's photo calling her a slag or a hoe or a thought, as we have we have recently
a lovely debate
encountered.
We had recently, didn't we?
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. But every single one will be like, excuse me, who do you think you're talking to? Have some respect for this girl.
Yes.
Oh, but she's taking her
like
clothes
a family
off. Yeah, 100%. And it is a family, and there's literally no two ways about it. Every single girl, whether, you know, you're never going to get on with everyone. Obviously,
that happens with humanity, isn't it? We've just got to put our differences aside sometimes.
Obviously, some girls involved in SG don't get along with other girls, it's great and all this stuff, and they all have like their favorites and their best friends and stuff, and that's great. But when it all boils down to it, there we go. You know, even if a girl I really didn't like get along with, I see some guy being a dick to her. Bitch, I'm running over there.
Of course you are.
I am throwing fists. But mainly with words, but you know.
Verbal fists. See, that's the thing. That's what I think religion should be. Like, whenever I've heard people talk about religion, it's either been in a very negative way or a very positive way. And the positive ways have always been, oh, it's my family and my friends are there and they've supported me through hard times and things like that. But then on the flip side, when people lose that, they lose the whole fucking life.
Oh,
literally 100%. Family. So, Vaughn, tell me kind of what it was like growing up Catholic. Start right back at the beginning.
So, as soon as I can remember, I was literally baptised, I think within a week of being born.
Wow. Were you born in Ireland or you were born in the UK?
Where was I born? I was born in Whitechapel.
Got you.
We were over visiting my grandparents, who are, like, my whole entire family is just all from Ireland, but my grandparents moved over here for work when they were in their 20s.
Aww.
I was born over here, and then we went back to Ireland and moved back over to England when I was about 8 years old, I think. It was, like, maybe a little bit earlier, I'm not sure. I don't remember
when
last
you were
week,
a wee
let
bab.
Alone then. But yeah, I've always gone to church. I went to church every single week.
Wow.
Every Sunday. I was about to say Saturday, but that was wrong. I went every Sunday from, like, the minute I could breathe.
Wow.
That's
intense.
It was. And I was an altar server at, like, the church that my grandparents got married in, that my parents got married in, that every single one of my family that's been born since has been baptised in and had their communion
a
in.
A lot of history.
In. I've spent half my life in that church that my parents got married in.
Damn.
And it was my home. Like, I haven't been to church besides Christmas and Easter for quite a few years now.
Mm.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
It actually really does. While I don't kind of feel the presence of God and all this stuff anymore, it upsets me. It really, really does. It felt like I could go in there. I knew everyone there. I'd known them the whole time I was growing up. I'd go with my grandparents, and my granddad was my favourite person in the entire world. And he used to be an altar server when he was growing up. Oh,
that's nice.
And yeah, like it was weird though, because obviously, like growing up, I started, you know, going out and going drinking and making friends. And I wanted to go out on a Saturday night and get really fucking drunk. Uh-oh. But then I'd have to go to church on the Sunday morning, and we had...
Did you have to go early?
Oh, yeah. I had to be there before everyone, because I would... Our priests, like the Irish priests and stuff, had left because like all the old Irish Catholics just started like dying out. And then a Brazilian and Portuguese like community kind of moved into the area, and their congregation came and joined the church. And the priests didn't all speak English very well, so I'd have to go in and go through the gospel and the readings and stuff with the priest. To kind of, like, I'd go through it with them in Portuguese and in English.
Wow.
And just kind of help them with any bits they didn't get, and help. They, like, say a little bit after the gospel at church, just to kind of tell you what the story was about, tell you what the moral of the story was, make sure that if you zoned out, you knew what the fuck was going on. So I had to go through it with them. So I'd be, church would start at 10. And I'd be there from 8:30 or 9, just going through and getting everything ready and setting the charcoals on fire, which was the best. I loved it. just like setting everything up, making sure that all the other altar servers knew what they were doing, just making sure it all ran smoothly. But then, you know, I'd start turning up hungover.
Probably still drunk.
Oh, yeah, definitely happened. Just sitting like in the sacristy of the little room behind the altar, just going, I can't do this right now. Someone help me. God, are you there?
God, please.
Can you turn this water into wine? I need to like power through right now. But yeah, it was a lot. But that's when like the guilt kind of set in a lot as well.
So you kind of self-punished.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of that in Catholicism, isn't there? I was looking at earlier and there's like self-flagellation, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You whip yourself. Is that still a common practice in the UK?
I don't think it is, luckily.
That's good.
But, I mean, I can't speak for people that are still practicing Catholics and my age, because I am no longer one of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is very intense, and I could imagine that people that are just feeling very lost...
Yeah.
Could probably take that on. It could be something that they think would be what God wants.
Why? Where does that come from? Well, what does that gain?
I think it comes from... There was... God, I've forgotten his name. There was... Originally, like, in the Old Testament, there was... one of the angels' job was to punish people.
Right.
So there was, like, sulfur rain and, like...
Wow.
Fires and stuff. If, like, you know, I can't... Obviously, I've not read the Bible in so long. Jeez.
More than me, I've never read the Bible.
It's not the most interesting read, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, it was... You would get punished.
Yeah.
And when the New Testament came around, he was banished.
Oh.
Which is actually what Dogma's about. Oh. It was about that angel had been banished because... Oh, no, that was it. He didn't think it was fair to punish everyone for everything all the time.
I agree.
So he said to God, he was like, nah, I don't really feel like doing that anymore. It feels kind of bad.
Yeah.
I feel some guilt now.
So, how funny, it's kind of turned on its head.
Yeah, so God banished him for, you know, not doing what he was told.
Yep.
And, you know, things were better because... You know, they weren't killing everyone for doing things wrong all the time. But yeah, I think there are some people with that kind of old school mindset when it comes to Catholicism still. Like, my nan God, she's had a very, very hard life, like a hella hard life. But her whole entire life, from the minute she wakes up to the minute she goes to sleep, even fucking between,
yeah,
is, oh, and I've heard her say this so many times growing up, the more suffering you have in this life, you reap the rewards in the next. So the worst life you have on earth,
yeah,
the more you'll be rewarded in heaven.
That's a lot of risk, isn't there?
It
you have
is.
To truly be very faithful, like have blind faith.
Yeah. And while, like, I do think that religion is great in the sense that if you do live your life by some kind of religious rules, but, you know, you don't take it too far.
Yeah.
If you're just doing it in that you're being a good person, and so if you are going to church for an hour every Sunday.
Yeah.
What are you really missing out on for some peace of mind and that feeling of family and to feel like a part of something?
It's quite nice as well. Like, a lot of people have started doing, like, meditation and mindfulness and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've heard, like, going to church is kind of like that. It gives you a moment to put your phone down, put your computer down, be a bit silent, like, do something for a group of people, like, a greater thing.
Definitely. But it has got to the point as well, and it's why one of the reasons I stopped going to church,
yeah,
was because it just ended up being out of habit, and I felt really fucking rude. I used to go to church, and I used to feel it. Like, I used to feel that I was in the presence of something special, and whether that was God or whether that was just being part of a community,
yeah,
I don't know, but it felt... I could physically feel something.
Did it give you, like, power?
It did. It, like, I could... feel it in my fucking frozen heart.
Yeah.
It would start to thaw and I would feel things.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Potions. I mean, it was weird. But, like, I stopped feeling that. Because I lost my faith when, like, when my granddad died, and it was, that fucking sucked. I couldn't go into church anymore without just feeling, like, fucking numb. I was bored. I was waiting to get out so I could look at my phone again, so I could go and watch some TV, so I could go and meet my mates, go for a drink. And I thought that was really disrespectful. I thought, if I'm going to be in this place that was once so special to me, and I know that it is still that special for other people, I don't want to be that dickhead sitting there looking at a watch, sighing and rolling her eyes, waiting to leave.
Yeah, yeah, I see that.
I have more respect for that faith that I no longer have.
Even though it's not part of your life now, you will always respect that it was.
100%. And I wish I could get that feeling back. I really do. As much as, like, the scientist in me is sitting there going, I haven't booked, but is it all really there? Is it, though? I don't see any evidence. But, like, it felt like home.
Yeah.
But, like, a weird, like, home. Like, your heart felt at home, which was really,
that's nice,
really
though.
Intense.
I think that's really important. I think a lot of people, they lack that in their life now. And whether religion is the right or wrong way to go about it, we're not here to discuss right or wrong. But I think it's definitely, like you said, important to respect religion. So I think a lot of people don't nowadays. And I think it's causing a lot of problems. And I understand that in the media and stuff, a lot of religions are demonized. Even, like, Catholics and... But mostly, like, Islam, etc., things like that. Very demonized. But I think if people had the slight experience, even, like, a little bit of what you had growing up, people would respect religion more. And they would not think that every single person practicing it is a dickhead.
Yeah, definitely. But I think it's kind of the same as everything else in the world. People don't have respect for anything anymore. Girl wants to get her tits out, she's a slag.
That's so
Someone
true.
Someone wants to practice religion... Like, that person's a priest. Oh, they must be a paedophile. No, that's not how it fucking works.
That's so true.
Everyone is an individual. Everyone. Yeah, there are some bad seeds that do fucking ruin it, but you have that in absolutely everything.
Literally everything. That's it. Where do you think that comes from?
I think it's part of just, like, the way humans are built. Everyone wants a bit of drama. It's interesting. It keeps you on your toes. It, like, if things are boring, you just... zone out.
Yeah.
You need something, someone to point a finger at. And I think it's as well because everyone wants to feel superior all the time. They always do. If they can point their finger at a religion and say that that's the problem so that they don't have to face up to the things that they're doing wrong.
I think that's a big part of it, isn't it? A lot of people bury their head in the sand rather than take responsibility for their actions and their thoughts and or even just informing themselves a little bit.
100%.
I saw a little meme the other day about, you know, perspective, where one person is standing, there's a 6 or a 9 drawn on the floor.
Oh, I saw that one.
And it was like, perspective is everything. But then it was crossed out and it said, perspective is everything. However, you can't blindly demand or, like, blindly say that that's the way it is just because you see it that way. Like, maybe walk around, maybe ask someone else, maybe take in, like, account your surroundings, like
ask the person yourself. That was responsible for it in the first place to get the intent.
That's it, exactly. There's so many things you can't just blindly say something and it can't, it's just true. You can't just do that.
So yes, well, people aren't open to talk about things.
And that's why we're here. Because religion's quite scary for people to talk about.
It is.
Like I guess I find it easy. I guess in a way the prejudice is built into me because speaking to you, obviously I spoke to Flick Renee about her upbringing and she was brought up in the Muslim faith. And for me, that was a little bit more difficult because I felt slightly more sensitive around it. I didn't want to ask the wrong questions. I didn't want to offend people listening or her or anything like that. Whereas with Christianity and Catholicism, I feel like I feel a little bit more not at home because I've never practiced any religion. Yeah. I've never had any experience. But I guess that's just the way it's
there's
been brought in our minds.
There's less chance to offend.
Yeah, because there's not that stigma.
Yeah. I feel like it's because, obviously... Christianity has been, like, kind of at the forefront for so
centuries.
Long.
Yeah.
Where I feel like anyone being worried about offending people when it comes to Catholicism, it's kind of, everyone's kind of dull to it now. They're like, we'll make some jokes about the priest. Like, you wouldn't do that about other faiths because they're newer
under
to
fresh
people.
Scrutiny,
Yeah, me and Flick have actually spoken about our upbringings and stuff quite a bit before.
What have you said?
About how similar they are.
Yeah, I think it really is.
And it's like I was saying, all religions are the same fucking religion.
They really are.
Different names, different, like, ways of doing things.
It's only slightly different, though. Everything, like, kind of comes back. It's all, like, rituals and a deity and kind of things that are supposed to be good for your life.
This whole higher power.
Yeah. Greater meaning kind of thing, like there's something else.
Exactly. And we'd spoken about how, like, our family's kind of expectations and their views of us are quite similar. Where,
I definitely
like,
want to get into that with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, whether you're Catholic or you're raised Muslim or any other religion, you have to be modest, especially being a woman.
Yes.
If I were a man, I'd get away with so much more and my family wouldn't say a thing. But
unfortunately, I think it's in the world.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But I'm a girl, so I have to be careful when you're out there. Oh, don't do that. Oh, no. Oh,
you'll bring shame upon your family or something like that.
100%.
Right, let's open that kettle of fish.
Ooh, open it.
What was your family's reaction, obviously being Catholics, to you becoming a suicide girl?
Oh, dear God. Oh. So, I had told my family, not like my whole family about it.
Yeah.
less on the religion front, but more the Irish front.
Mm.
My dad, he's always been there, but we just never really spoke that much until maybe like 2 years ago. He's just been the breadwinner kind of thing. So I told my mum that I was going to this shoot and, you know, it was going to be nude. And she was like, but will it be tasteful? Like, yes, mum. I'm not going to show your vagina, are you? No, mum. No, just everyone has nipples. Everyone has a bum.
That's right.
I'll show those. That's fine. Oh, okay. Just so long as you're safe, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was like, all right, yeah, cool. She does try to be very liberal. I think she...
I appreciate that. That's good of her.
I appreciate it, but I think she thinks that she's more liberal than she really is.
Oh,
like, she wants to be cool with stuff. Like, in Mean Girls, like, I'm cool, mum! She wants to be the cool mum, and she tries, and she is, but she tries too hard, and then she stresses herself out, and then she realises that she's not really cool with stuff, and then she panics, and then she shouts.
Oh, she probably has a lot of Catholic going on as well.
Oh, Jesus, yes, so much. So much. Like, it's an amount you could drown in. Like, it's ridiculous. But, so I told them that I was going for this shoot. And then when I came back, they'd asked me how it was. And I was like, you know, it was all right, blah, blah, blah. So they knew. But obviously knowing and seeing are two different things.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's your own child. And while it's something that I've done for myself, if I were to have a child, I wouldn't stop them from doing it. I wouldn't, like, freak out. But, you know, it's not the thing that you would... I wouldn't have a baby and go, I want you to take your clothes off for money.
That's it, because you do open yourself up to a lot of scrutiny and lot of criticism and danger as well. You know, sex workers are in danger.
100%. But if there aren't any sex workers to change that, then how's it ever going to change?
Damn right.
Let's fucking do it, bitches. Yeah, I told them and they knew and they weren't 100% happy, but... they know that I'm an adult and I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do anyway.
Exactly.
So if they tell me not to, I'm just going to end up doing it and then it's going to piss them off even more.
There we go.
So just let me get on with it. Make sure I don't die. You know, it's all cool. But then an old friend of mine.
Not a friend anymore.
While I heave. he was worried because he just thought that it was a bit dangerous and blah, blah, blah. All the same worries that my parents had. I understand. But
it's not his place.
It wasn't his place. And I appreciated that he was worried. And I loved him more than fucking life itself. Like, I so appreciated where he was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But he sent my mum some of the pictures.
Right.
And they had been taken off of Suicide Girls and put on to, like, Pornhub or some other...
Happens regularly,
some other site. Which, you know, it does happen.
Yeah.
Whatever. But where this had been sprung on my mum with a message from my friend saying that he was worried.
Oh, no.
That obviously kicked her into fucking overdrive.
Fuel to the fire.
And I noticed that things were a little bit odd for a little while, and I was like, what's going on? Everything all right, mum? You okay? She'd just been really off with me for a few days. And then I was still living with my parents at this point.
Mm.
And then on Christmas Eve, I think it was like 2 years ago, she sat on the bed next to me, and she turned the phone to me, and it was one of the pictures, and it had, like, the Pornhub watermark or something on it.
Right.
Which, obviously, that would freak her out.
Of course, even more.
The word porn to
a religious parent, to any parent, is like...
Yeah. And she was, like, kind of angry looking and kind of crying and kind of trying to be authoritative and all this stuff. Aww. And I was like, all right. Yeah, I told you I was doing it. You knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, the picture got taken off of one site and put onto another. It's the internet. It happens.
Yeah.
No, mum. I'm not doing, like, porn, obviously.
Yeah.
It is, like,
softcore
porn. Yeah,
you're not making pornography
films.
Yeah,
I'm not. Yeah. I am not having sex and filming it and stuff. This is just a fucking naked body, and I told you I was doing it. And she flipped out, which I do understand, but do not condone. And I was being very, very adult about it, because obviously... you have to think about these things as an adult because they do have a lot of repercussions.
They do.
Like, I can't take back being naked on the internet.
That's it. It's a very important thing to think through when you go through it.
Yeah. And I mean, I was kind of impulsive with it in a way. I was just like, that looks like fun. I'm going to do it.
You need that little bit of like leap of faith there.
Yeah. But obviously I did think, because there's like a, I used to work in a college. I used to help students, and I can no longer do that.
Yeah.
Because of safeguarding and blah, blah, blah. Absolutely. Even though the students were all like 16 to 18 were the youngest students that we had. But I can't even work with the adult students anymore.
Unfortunately, that's the way our world is. It's very anti-sex, anti-sexuality and anti-woman.
And it's something that I knew going into it, but I did actually also kind of join Suicide Girls as a bit of a fuck you to the place that I used to work.
What better way to make your exit?
I was running departments in the, I was in the science department. I was doing a lot. I was working ridiculous hours. I was putting so much effort in. And when my contract was up, they gave my job, well, what should have been my job, really, to someone else who eventually done fucked up. And yeah, she like fucked up big time.
Oh no.
And they did ask if I'd come back, but obviously I'd joined Suicide Girls. I was like, it's not there anymore, bitch. You want me back, but you can't have it. Oh!
Well, it's taken off.
Yeah. So I was just there, like, I kind of done it just to cement, because I knew that I would go back to it. I 100% knew.
I think that's a very sensible choice.
It's the only way to draw a line under it and not be taken for a fucking muck.
Yeah. It was kind of like the rebirth of you, would you say?
Yeah. 100%. Because this is a completely different version of me.
Yeah.
I'm not the most confident person in the world still, but I was literally just like sit in the fucking background all the time.
Shrinking
person
Violet.
Just sitting there in the back of a lab going... Oh, no, I have to go speak to them students now. Oh, no, they're so loud, they're so tall. Oh, no, stop it.
So Suicide Girls done wonders for your confidence.
Oh, yes.
Do you think your mum appreciates that now?
A bit.
Yeah.
A bit.
Has she seen? Because it's been a few years now.
It has. She's kind of, well, obviously not, like, warm to it, but she's kind of got used to it a little bit. I've recently had to move back in with my parents through no choice of my own. But,
it happens.
It does. But we're still having some issues because you're under my roof. It's my rules.
Yeah. See, that's different.
Your room's a mess. I know.
I'm moving it temporarily, Mother.
But
I don't want to move back
but
in
it's my room. Close the door and don't look at it.
But, poor parents.
But yeah, she so I was coming out to Disgrace for the last one.
Yes.
And my mum would ask where I was going. She asked if I needed a lift to the train station. Well, I'm not gonna say no because I am poor and lazy. So yes, please. I got in the car and she was asking where I was going and was saying, you know, Disgrace, Mum, that Suicide Girls night. She was like, oh, that's nice, what are you doing there tonight? And I couldn't tell her that I was dancing because then she's like, but what are you wearing? Where are your daughters? Are people going to touch you? And she would stress out. So I was like, I can't deal with that right now. I've had too much coffee and my heart is beating like mad. And I'm like, shh, Mum, be quiet, please.
Be quiet, I have to go to work.
So I told her, you know, just doing bits and pieces, you know, whatever needs doing. They'll just tell me things and I'll go and do it.
I mean, that is your general role. You are a general everything person.
I am an everything person. You need me to dance, I'll run and dance. You need me to go do the door, hey.
I'm here.
Give me that stamp. there is still, like, quite a lot of tension around it. But she's trying to be... to be a bit better about it. Though... I'm not quite sure about the rest of my family. I don't really talk to them about it much.
Yeah.
I've got this really cool cousin. Uh-huh. I always wanted to be like him. My older cousin, because he was always cool.
Cool.
And he had, like, friends, and he was in a band, and he was just a cool guy. I always kind of wanted to be, like... Yeah, I kind of looked up to him a bit growing up. And, obviously, my Instagram was my personal Instagram from, like, years before I'd ever like signed up for Suicide Girls, and when I started posting more Suicide Girls-y content on it, he did unfollow me and all this stuff, and I was like, yeah, that's fair enough, I don't really want you seeing my
your
boobs.
Relatives, yeah.
I was like, ah, that's fine, but I saw him at like a Soul Family event maybe about a year after joining Suicide Girls. He was like, yeah, I hope you're not like annoyed that I like unfollowed you, I just don't really want to see you naked. I was like, no, that's fucking
that takes a lot of balls to say that as well. Yeah,
and he said as well, because he obviously knew about how like my parents and stuff would have taken it, because our families are just the exact same pretty much. And he was like, yeah, don't worry about what they say, just make sure you're being safe and stuff. And
that's
fucking cool, thank you, man. Like you, fist bump, and then we had a pint and it was fine. And then
and that's how it should be done.
And then my my other cousin, like his little sister, she found it a little bit odd,
right?
But she's refollowed me on Twitter.
Oh,
not on Instagram. Too many pictures on there. That's fine.
Feel you.
But like, refollowed me on Twitter. Wants to go meet up for a drink again soon.
That's cool.
She's so she's being cool. Like,
you haven't been totally shunned.
No. I've had I can't tell my nan about it because she will have a heart attack.
I believe,
And I do different not generation. Want to kill her.
No.
She did ask if I could get my tattoos taken off.
Oh, bless her.
But yeah, I'm just going to keep that one back. But another bit of lovely Catholic guilt.
Yes.
Is that my little brother, some of his school friends, or I say friends, they're all little dickheads. Some of the like kids and stuff that he was at school with, I think, had found me on the internet.
Right.
And they were like, oh, I'm going to fuck your sister, this stuff. And my little brother
school
has...
children are little dicks anyway. I think they really need to integrate some kind of sex education in school.
If they were taught respect. About sex.
That's it.
And they were taught about everything surrounding sex, not just that
the penis sperm, goes in the vagina.
A sperm fertilises an egg. No,
they need the respect. Exactly. The respect element of respecting women and sex workers and difference.
It's this whole post. Did you see the one the other day about if women who like women can control themselves around girls in short skirts?
Yes.
Then it's not the clothing that's a problem.
It's clearly not the clothing. If any person can control themselves around them and then other people can't, it's clearly not the clothing, because that is a common thing.
Ridiculous. But it's something they need to be taught.
Absolutely.
But these kids said to my brother, and my brother's got like a... He's gone through a lot. He's got like a lot of issues. Some of those are anger issues. And he got in trouble at school because he kicked off about it, because obviously he wants to defend my honour, because he's a very good boy.
Bless him.
Very good boy. But he was not happy in the slightest.
Yeah.
And he has had a lot of upset over it. Like, it's really upset him, and I do feel bad about that.
Yeah. That's unfortunately the way it is, isn't it? Like, things like that, the repercussions that you think about when you become a suicide girl are things like that, and the way people will torment you and torment your family.
Yeah.
And my younger brother was, I don't think, in school when I joined Suicide Girls, but obviously he had younger friends, and a lot of his friends are actually fans of mine. Fortunately, they're mostly quite nice, but he has had ridicule for it.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate, because not doing it, that means they win.
Yeah.
So you have to do it, but also you have to carry with you the pain that your other members of your family are going to feel from that ridicule.
It's something that it's the one thing that I never really thought about until it had happened, is that I'd thought when signing up for Suicide Girls about the repercussions for me. I knew that it was something I could never take back, that it would impact my future work.
Yeah.
That future relationships, which is another issue, because my mum likes to tell me that, you know, no man is ever gonna want to be with someone like me, and gonna have anyone. I get like twice a week.
That is not healthy in any way.
That's why that didn't work out with you and that boy, because everyone's seen you naked and you're like this.
I think that's another religious thing, isn't it? Like the modesty thing.
Oh yeah, because you belong to the man.
Yeah, great. You have to be given away at your wedding.
Exactly.
Thanks.
I give myself away at the wedding. Yeah. I'd be like, there we go.
Grab your own arm and be like, huh, there you go.
I'm here. You are mine, actually. This is how it's working here.
Sit down, bitch.
But yeah, I didn't think about how it would affect them besides what they would think of it. Yeah. I didn't think about what people would think of them for me doing it.
Yeah.
I do kind of wish that I'd have thought about that, but yeah, I can't help it.
Your kind of church says about it?
They not a fan.
No.
Not a fan.
Can't imagine they are. You go back there, though, for holidays?
I go on, like, Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
But I tend to just kind of not speak to anyone. Mm. And I just sit on the side like a bit of a leper. Okay, I guess I'm just going to sit over here. I think for Christmas this year, I might really push the boat out. It might be a little bit of a dick move, but I feel like it needs to happen. B-Dux is doing that sex workers work.
Fantastic campaign by B-Dux.
Yes, I think I might wear one of her t-shirts.
I think that's a great idea.
To church.
I think...
Or my tote bag that I got through in the post today, and I used it when I went to Sainsbury's earlier, and I got some funny looks, and I smugly smiled back.
What's her Big Cartel for that?
It's Safeway. Safeway.bigcartel.com. And it's awesome. And also, the quality of the stuff is so good. I've been wearing the t-shirts, like, I've not been washing them. Because I don't want to not wear them. So I've just been wearing them constantly.
Now I need to get one. I really do.
They're so good. The crop tops are, like, really... Oh, I just love them.
They fit great as well.
They do, and they feel really nice.
Yeah?
Like, they kind of feel
nice on your titties.
No, they really do. I did spend, like, I sat there just, like, rubbing my titties the other day. This feels good. Just looking down, it was great. But, yeah, they feel, like, almost like a Calvin Klein, like, sports bra kind of thing. Like, they're, like...
supportive.
Mm, but,
that's
like,
what you
not,
need from a good crop top.
But they don't give you any kind of little rolls at all, which is great, too, because that's...
tight in all the right places.
Yes, exactly.
No discomfort.
They are fantastic. I might wear one of those churches. Be like, yeah, don't sit next to me. Cool.
I feel like that's
and I'll
that's
see if any
point,
of the
though.
Younger lot are like, actually, yeah, interested. This is cool. And I'll be like,
you know, I want to educate. Earlier, exactly. What we were saying earlier about people learning a little bit about religion to kind of like earn that respect and like just figure out and be like, okay, it's not totally weird. I know a little bit now, so I understand why they act and think the way they do. That goes both ways. Do you think religion needs to really open themselves up, especially Catholicism, to the 21st century and learn a little bit about things that are happening now?
Holy fucking shit, yes. Oh my, 100%. Like, it is starting to happen.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like the new Pope, but I do. I think he's
fantastic.
I think he is cool as fuck. And he's, like, outed things that the church has been doing wrong.
Yeah.
And even if it has taken him a little while to do that, he has done it. Can people stop being mean to the Pope? He's my friend. But, yeah, it's like, he seemed, even though it is gonna take a very long time because of, you know,
it's been around thousands of years. It's going to take time.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take a long time. But, like, he is starting to make headway. He is starting to do it. And that's such, like, it's like a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I'm looking at it going, maybe I can actually have both. Maybe I can not be shunned by my religion. And maybe I can actually do what I want to do with my life. Or at least try what I want to try. And if it doesn't fucking work out, I can still have...
come back.
I can still have my religion and my family in that.
And the guilt, too.
There.
Surely that would help with the guilt.
Oh,
like, that you live with your life.
100%. I shouldn't have to feel guilty.
You shouldn't have. No human should.
Fucking making a choice with my own life.
Your own body, your own life.
I have not hurt
anyone. An empowering choice.
Exactly. Me taking my clothes off, it doesn't hurt anyone. It'll upset people.
Absolutely.
But I am not hurting anyone. I'm not taking anything away from people. I'm just doing what I want with my own fucking body.
If anything, you're helping people. You really do. You help empower women. Obviously, different things empower different women. But seeing other women doing something that you think could empower you as well is helping them.
It's saying else, but even if you don't... even if, like, you're a woman who wants to feel empowered and you see suicide girls taking their clothes off and that empowers them, even if that is not how you would feel empowered, that could give you the confidence to wear that little crop top that you like, that you thought you had a bit too much belly to wear.
That's right.
Wear what you fucking want. Don't wear what you want to wear. Like, just do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do.
And if it doesn't work out, just be like, all right, yeah, cool.
That's it.
Done.
Stop beating each other up and stop beating yourselves up.
Exactly.
If you could say one thing, Vaughn, to the Catholic Church,
yes,
in general, in a statement that you think is they really need to know, or really need to hear, or really need to at least practice, what would it be?
Love thy neighbour. Your own words given and back to you. I am your neighbour. Don't fucking judge me.
Oh, snap.
I've got your back if you've got mine. That's all it is.
That was a fucking beautiful statement to end up on. Thank you so much for joining me. Oh, it was such an informative episode. I had no idea about half of this shit.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Vaughn, where can we find you online?
Okie dokie. What are my handles? on Instagram, I am vaughn.sg, which is vaughn.sg, in case you didn't know how to spell SG. I don't know if you guys are good at spelling. My Twitter handle is in the bio on my Instagram because I have forgotten it, but I think it's the same thing. Who knows? I have a Facebook page as well, which is Vaughn Suicide, spelt the same way, except suicide is a full word instead of SG. Yes, that is where you can find me.
Any new SG sets coming out soon? Any other plugs?
Oh, I do have some SG sets coming out soon. I have one called Lovesick,
ooh,
where I'm wearing a lovely Lovesick London bodysuit.
Love that.
Coming out, it's shot by Autumn Sky. I think that comes out in like 6 weeks or something, I'm not sure.
Soon.
I have one called Black and Red, where I'm wearing a wonderful Damson Clothing Co. t-shirt.
Oh, we love Damson.
Oh, yeah. That one was shot by Tripodsky. That's coming out in the queue is...
very long.
It's large.
Very long.
And then following that, I've got one that I am yet to name because I suck. coming out, shot by Gemma Edwards, and I think it's possibly my favourite set.
We love Gemma Edwards.
Ever. I love it. I'm in Giant Bath, and I love her so much.
She's great. We love Gemma. All so the Disgrace much. Ladies.
Every single Disgrace lady.
And of course, Yvonne, you will be there on our Disgrace birthday party. Which
oh, I'm so
announce.
Excited.
But it's on the 12th of October, and stand by for details. It's going to be a big pie.
If you guys aren't there, you suck.
You're square.
That is the thing. Did you know that if be there or be square is because you're not around?
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
I never heard that in my life.
I saw it in a meme the other day, and it blew my mind. I had to lie down for like 10 minutes.
Vaughn, the queen of memes.
I'm the meme queen.
Vaughn, thank you so much for joining me. I've had a really great time.
So have I.
Thanks, girl. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.